Hi everyone, and welcome to the Futuristic Enterprise Podcast, a collaboration between Leaderonomics and Pichai Eats. My name is Hui Ming, one of the hosts of this show, and in this podcast series, we interview leaders of sustainable enterprises, and we deep dive into their life-changing stories and the amazing work that they are doing around the world. In episode 6, I spoke to Ms. Nina Adlan Disney, Executive Director of LeapEd Services, Malaysia's first homegrown education service provider, undertaking the enormous task of education transformation in our nation. She is an education professional with 25 years of experience, covering the entire spectrum of learning and development. She leads a highly passionate and international team of educational specialists who strongly advocate for better education for all children. Their mission is to raise the standard of education across Malaysia through holistic partnerships and innovative programs, has seen amazing results and a sustainable transformation, especially with their flagship trust school programs. And as a social enterprise, LeapEd has reinvested their surpluses towards the cause, ensuring sustainability and the ability to grow their impact across the nation. So, Nina, welcome.
Thank you, Hui Ming. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you so much for being here with us. We're glad to have you. And before I proceed, I really would like to congratulate you and LeapEd's team for your 10-year anniversary. It's this year, right?
Absolutely. In fact, the date of our incorporation was 7th of September 2010, and that's just two days past, so it is very, very much a happy time for us.
It's a real milestone to achieve 10 years. And I've heard multiple testimonies of the good work that LeapEd is doing in transforming the education system in our country. So Nina, please go ahead, introduce yourself and, you know, tell us all about LeapEd and what it's doing.
Okay, thanks, Weiming. So yes, we've been around for 10 years. And our focus has always been on, as you said, education transformation. And we are also a social enterprise, so that's very important for us, that we are driven by our social mission. In terms of what education transformation means to us, I suppose the easiest way to explain is through our flagship program, which is called the Trust School Program. So the Trust School Program has also been going for 10 years now, and it really is a unique opportunity to improve and enhance our public school system. So it is a pioneer. It was the first public-private partnership with the Ministry of Education, and what it enabled LeapEd to do was to design, to develop, and to deliver a school transformation program. So we have been going for 10 years and we now have 92 schools around the country. We have impacted over 6,000 teachers and 70,000 students. So that really is our flagship program, and we're very, very proud of how that program has developed.
Oh, well, those numbers are really, really amazing. You know, it's a testimony of the effort that you have put through all these years. And it's an enormous task that you're taking on, you know, to transform the education system in our country. The topic of quality education is something that's been going on for years. You know, what was some of the key issues or pressing issues in the country that actually propelled LeapEd to take on this mission?
Okay, I think there were two main things, Weiming. Okay, number one was really looking at the output, or if you like, the products. I know that sounds like very industrial, but you know, to put it very in a very basic way, looking at the talent that was coming out of our education system. And as you know, this was originated by Khazanah, and Khazanah's key concern when they were, for example, interviewing talent for their various subsidiaries and companies was that even though you had students with excellent academic credentials, their CV looked very impressive, when it actually came to interacting in an interview, for example, or working in a team, or being able to present, or being able to problem solve, there was a gap between their academic capability and their capability to perform in the workplace. So this is what triggered Khazanah really to think, what do we need to do about this? And I think when it came down to it, if they were just to do an intervention in higher education, that would be too late, right? If you just go to universities. Because you had to go back and look at the root cause.
Correction.
So the root cause really stemmed from the education system as a whole, starting obviously with primary schools. So That was when the Trust School program was conceived. We did a scan of all different kind of models throughout the world, and then the Trust School program was born out of that research. Mm. And even though it was important to look at international best practice, we also had to make sure that it was contextualized to Malaysia's needs, and that's a very important point. So that was what propelled the whole Trust School program. Mm. And I think I said the second thing. The second thing was that we were also looking at the brain drain. And one of the key reasons that people cited when they left Malaysia was because of quality of education for their children.
For the next generation.
Okay. So it was, number one, obviously we wanted to address the quality of education itself. But secondly, we wanted to, you know, address the reason why a lot of talent were leaving Malaysia.
Correct. You know, I can't resonate more with you, really, because even in Ludonomics, we also go to schools and we do leadership development. Mm-hmm. Because we, like you said, we saw the gap. Mm-hmm. And we believe that, you know, the young people needed to be equipped with leadership as well. Mm-hmm. And so that they have that fighting chance, you know, when they come out to life. You know, and LeapEd, you have this mission statement.
Yes.
Because every child deserves a great future. That's a great statement to have, a big mission to have.
Yeah.
And LeapEd, you have had many very impactful programs mm-hmm. through the years for teachers, for mm-hmm. students, yep. for the PPD officers,
yep.
for MOE yep. leaders as well. I saw many very interesting words that make me excited. Words like innovation, mm-hmm. lifelong learning, mm-hmm. e-learning, theory of change,
yep.
education by data and design.
Yep.
All these words embedded into your programs. Do tell us a few of your very signature programs that has the greatest achievement impact, you know, through the years.
Okay. So, yes, because every child deserves a great future. You know, that's our driving purpose. So when we talk about education transformation, we must never, ever forget what is the core purpose, and that is students.
Mm.
So students are really at the core and the center of everything that we do. So you were, you know, talking about what are some of the impactful programs. Maybe I can just describe, you know, in that theory of change, what are the key drivers. So we look at five dimensions, basically, Hui Ming. So students at the center. In order for students to unlock their potential, we have to make sure that the classroom, okay, that you have high quality of teaching and learning in the classroom. And then the next circle would be the school. Right. So the school has to have an environment, leadership, obviously, mm-hmm. and a culture that supports that teaching and learning in the classroom. Your fourth dimension would be parents and the community at large. It has to be a partnership that works hand in hand. And then last but not least, you have the system. Mm. And the system meaning not just the Ministry of Education, but the JPN, the state offices, and also the PPD, the district offices. So all of these five dimensions, women have really have to work hand in hand in order to achieve that, what we say, the whole school transformation.
A holistic transformation.
Holistic transformation for the students, but also whole school.
Yeah. It sounds like you are going from the middle to the sphere of influence of all
exactly.
the movers and shakers of the education system.
So if you take our flagship program, Trust School program, it actually works across those five dimensions. But we also have, so that's our Rolls Royce, if you like, our Rolls Royce program.
Premium, all right.
But then having said that, within those five dimensions, we could choose to focus on a specific area. Like, for example, leadership, right? With school leaders or even district offices. Mm. So, for example, in Kedah, we have this program called DTP Aman, which supports district transformation programs. So there are very many ways that you can approach it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, these five dimensions really have to work together.
Very, very well thought through. You know, it's not just tackling one part, but actually going through the whole roots of the education system.
Because
right?
they're all interdependent, you can't just focus on one without also being aware of the other. Drivers.
So from your experience all these years, I mean, who are the key stakeholders? If you could name them, and who are these people who are supposed to drive this change together with you?
Okay. Well, of course, I've mentioned the five
yes.
dimensions, and obviously you've got teachers in that, you've got parents in that, you've got the system, as in the MOE, JPN, and PPD in that. But then very importantly, when we talk about, you know, the wider community, we're talking about corporates, you know, the role of corporate social responsibility to help fund, for example, right? Yeah. That's the key. They've got to put their money where their mouth is, really, CSRs, because at the end of the day, it's in their interest to develop top talent for their own, you know, enterprises. Yeah. And so we see ourselves as partners in that. But however, you know, a lot of CSRs tend to focus on very project short-term kind of activities. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, they might sponsor school bags or tuition and all that, but you're not going to see the long-term impact of that. So that is a key stakeholder thing, you know, corporates, to make sure that they're come on this journey with us and understand, you know, that we're in it for the long haul.
That's great. You know, it's been a very insightful session so far, Nina, and we look forward to hearing more from you, but we're going to just take a quick break and we're going to come back later and learn more from Nina about how LipEd is actually transforming the education system in Malaysia.
Ever wondered what leadership is all about? Is it developed over time? Or are people just born with it? We believe there is a science behind leadership, and we want to help you understand it. Take this journey with us as we hear from renowned leaders from all over the world over our range of shows, tackling key spaces in different industries today. Leadernomics, the science of building leaders.
All right, welcome back to our interview today with Ms. Nina Adlan Disney, Executive Director of LipEd Services. We've heard from Nina earlier of the various initiatives that LipEd is spearheading to transform Malaysia's education system and the key stakeholders that's driving these efforts. So Nina, really, tell us what made you personally join LipEd and commit to this cause?
Okay, well, me personally, I think we were talking during the break. I'm a lawyer in a previous life. But I think for everyone, I think there comes a point where you have to assess what your priorities are and, you know, where you really feel that you can make a difference. And so 30 years ago, I left tax lawyering and went into education. And since then, I've held a variety of roles in the education sector, from universities, colleges, I've run private international schools, I've been involved with corporate and training. And I think I always wanted to save my final challenge for the public system in Malaysia, for public schools,
because
I needed, you know, resilience, and I knew that this was the biggest education challenge facing Malaysia. So I think I kind of deliberately left it as my last, my last challenge to really make a difference, and whatever that I've been doing over the past 30 years, you know, I hope to be able to bring it into the work that we're doing at LipEd.
Well, I have so much respect for you because, like I said, this is a huge task, a task that a lot of people talk about, but no one plunges into it. And you have taken that plunge with your team to do this.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is driven by, you know, your own personal experience, because, you know, I had three kids who went through the public school system. So, you know, I think everybody is a stakeholder in this. So everybody plays a part, and as I said, with my 30 years in the education sector, I'm bringing that into our work at LipEd.
And I'm sure we can definitely all benefit from the experience that you have. You know, so much effort and good work has actually been seeded over the years, and we've heard encouraging testimonies from the school transformation, even the district transformations. And I'm curious, I mean, we know that LipEd is a social enterprise, so how does LipEd ensure its own sustainability? And, you know, actually, how do you also ensure the sustainability of the transformation work that you are doing in the schools?
Yeah, okay. Let me take the second one first in terms of sustainability of our programs. You've absolutely hit the nail on the head, we mean, because whatever we do, no matter what great results we get, no matter what the impact and the data tells us, we have to ensure that that change is sustainable. And so much of that depends on the actors within that system, right? So the school principals themselves, the teachers, but also the system that is meant to kind of oversee the schools.
Mm.
So what we do very much is to ensure that we have the people on site. So for example, within the schools, we place a lot of emphasis on middle leaders. Okay, so it's not just the senior leadership team, it's not just the SLT, because in our school system, they very often have a very short runway, right? So no matter what change you do with them, within a year or two,
they rotate,
yep. And also they retire. Because the way that Malaysian system works is that promotion comes very much kind of
by age,
by time. Right?
Got it.
But that's another issue. But so to ensure that the sustainability of programs, we have to work very hard with the middle leaders. And these are not necessarily just those who have a designation like Ketua Panitia or whatever. Mm. We actually, when we go into a school, we do a social network analysis to identify who are the change agents, who are the go-to teachers, who are the people that other teachers naturally, you know, gravitate towards. So those are the people that we try and nurture. And that is a very key part of our sustainability, to ensure that we have a group of very strong middle leaders who will be able to sustain the culture. Because at the end of the day, I mean, school transformation is about changing culture, revitalizing culture, making sure we have the right, you know, environment for change to flourish. So if I can just share, you know, in our Malaysian schools, there's a lot of different initiatives, different programs coming in.
Too many sometimes.
Too many sometimes, right?
Yes.
Too many, it's very confusing. And then sometimes people wonder, oh, why didn't it work? Da, da, da. And the reason is you're not addressing the culture. In order for programs and initiatives to work, you have to have the culture that supports that. So if you plant a rose and it doesn't grow, you don't just pull it out and stick in another rose. You have to check the soil. And so that's what we try to do with our programs, address the root cause, address culture issues, so that the programs can be sustainable. The other question you asked is, we ourselves have to be sustainable. And I think we mentioned this earlier in terms of, you know, we have to get CSR on board to help us to fund some of our programs. But I think at LEAPED we are also trying to think outside the box and not just putting all our eggs in one basket, and we're diversifying our funding models and our funding sources. In addition to CSR, we are looking at crowdfunding and looking at at different revenue streams that can sustain our operations and our work.
Yeah, it's really good, because what I'm hearing you say is that you are really making this change by research, targeting the middle leaders, which is something that probably, if you don't think about it deep enough, you won't realize. But like you said, the longer runway that they have, and that's really where the sustainability takes place,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, I really wish corporates would hear this, and you know, they would learn from what you guys are doing, even in their corporate environment, and really be supportive of the work that you all are doing, because you are building the future pipeline for the corporates.
Exactly.
And it's a very worthy investment for corporates to actually fund all these initiatives that ensures the future of their future generation, their employees, and their employees' kids as well, right?
Exactly, So it's not just change at an individual level for individual, but it is about building that talent pool people who are future-ready.
Yes.
And I think the recent, you know, COVID crisis has underlined how important it is to have people who are agile, who are independent learners, who are able to learn how to learn. And that's at the end of the day what we're trying to achieve.
True.
It's holistic. Right. It's making kids engaged and excited about learning.
That's right. Yeah, even in Leonomics, we have our youth programs, our leadership programs in different schools. And the student engagement is really what we look for, because we are continuing the journey with them to build their leadership skills and making them future-proof and resilient, like what you guys are doing. I really look forward to collaborating with LEAPED, you know.
Yeah.
I know earlier on you mentioned a little bit whereby you studied some education models in, in other countries. Is there a model education system that Malaysia should model after? A country's model system, or, you know?
Okay. Well, I think in answer to that, there is no such thing as a perfect model. And even if there were a perfect model, it might be perfect for that particular context of that particular country. So I think our role in Malaysia is to, of course, look around the world, look at the different models and different systems, and incorporate that into our environment. So that's exactly what we do at LEAPED. At LEAPED, we have a team of international as well as local people from all over the world. We do have people from Finland, from the UK, from the US, you name it. We've brought the world.
It's a global talent to Malaysia.
But what's important is you've got to pick and choose, right? So, I mean, Singapore, for example, is held up. But you know what Singapore does isn't necessarily directly relevant. It's not 100% can be imported here, even though, of course, we have a lot of similarities. Same thing with Finland or UK or US or wherever it is. So I think it's very much, you know, when you introduce us, we are a homegrown education service provider. So it's about learning from the world, bringing the world to Malaysia so that we can do transformation programs that work for us.
That's amazing. I mean, you localize everything. You've customized it for our country's education system. We need more LEAPED people out there. All right. So final take, Nina, you know, please share with us your greatest learning thus far in this journey of entrepreneurship or this journey of social entrepreneurship and advice for people wanting to make a difference in building the future generations.
Okay. Well, I think at the end of the day, you have to feel it. It's got to be something that is driven by your own passion and by your own priorities and what you want to achieve in life. I mean, to me, as I said earlier, 30 years in the education system doing various things, it is very much part of my mission and my calling. But that's not to say that everyone has to have this burning passion to kind of do good. Education is everybody's, you know, everybody has a stake, everyone has a responsibility. So everyone can play a role.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nina. You know, I've learned so much in this this short span personally, and I do want to wish you and LEAPED all the best in your future endeavors and also in the enormous task that you're undertaking, especially the public school system.
Yes.
Yeah, and I look forward to collaborating with you further.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much, Nina.
Thank you so much, Wiming. It's been a pleasure.
That was Nina from LEAPED Services. It has been inspiring hearing her share about the efforts and transformative groundwork that they are doing, working with the Ministry of Education, school leaders, teachers, students, parents, and the community leaders to transform Malaysia's public education system, one school at a time. Their mission, backed by deep research and innovative interventions, requires the partnership and support from like-minded individuals, organizations, and communities in Malaysia to collaboratively work towards raising the standard of education for our future generations. If you'd like more information on LEAPED Services and their initiatives, do visit them at leapedservices.com. If you like this podcast, stay tuned for our next episode. I'm Hui Ming, signing off, and see you next time.
You've been listening to Leadernomics FM, the science of building leaders.